Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood, and it's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are in 2 Thessalonians. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to look at the opening two verses, the salutation or the greeting that the author, Paul, gives to the audience, the church at Thessalonica, who is in God the Father in Jesus Christ. And then that wonderful ministry from the Father in Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit, whereby we have grace from God and peace from God because of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Now, having looked at that glorious truth, we now go starting in verse 3, in which we encounter, as usual, a prayer. Here's what he says. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. So this opening prayer in verses 3 and 4 says a number of things. By the way, notice what he says, we ought. That's right, we ought. I've heard people say, I'm saved by grace. There are no oughts in Christianity. Oh my goodness, what a terrible Bible-distorting, gospel-disparaging statement. We have a lot of oughts. The Bible tells us you've been bought with a price. This is the way you ought to live. The Bible says we ought to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. These are not ethical obligations that we have to do to be saved, but when you are saved, God's grace gives you the power to embrace the precepts of God's Word, and they are not suggestions. They're absolutes that are to be embraced. They're ought-tos. And one of the ought-tos is that as a Christian, I want to give thanks to God for my brothers and sisters in Christ. In fact, that's what he says. We ought always to give thanks to God for you. Why? You're our brothers. Why? Because it's right to give thanks for you. He says, here's something else we ought to do. We not only give thanks to God for it, we ought to boast about it. And that's what we do. Whenever he says, whenever we get around to the churches, we boast about what God is doing in your life. Now notice, he didn't say we boast about you. We boast about what God's doing in you. And so that when God is doing it, we give praise to God for what he is doing. And notice what he says, we boast about you because your love is increasing, your faithfulness and steadfastness is known. Why is that glorious? Because your steadfastness and faith is there even in the midst of persecutions and afflictions that you, notice the present tense, you are enduring. In other words, when the first epistle was written to them, many of them were dying for the faith, is still happening. And you know what else is happening? They're still being faithful unto death, where they go to meet the Lord, because the Lord has already met them and is in them and is upholding them with all of his majestic glory. Folks, can I back up just for one final thought about the boasting? You know, I think this is so true. When I was growing up, it's really interesting. It was just seen as bad form to boast about yourself. And it was seen as bad form even to boast about your children. I remember when I would be out and maybe I had an athletic accomplishment, somebody would tell my daddy that and he'd say, yeah, but he's lazy or he's this or he's that. What daddy was doing was not putting me down, because daddy always told me when I did things well. But it was just bad form to boast about yourself and your kids. But I tell you what's never bad form, and that is to boast in the Lord. I don't want to boast about others inappropriately, because I want to acknowledge that God's doing it even as I will acknowledge what they're doing well. But I don't want to contribute to people's inbred pride anyway. And I certainly don't want to do it to my children. But I tell you what I do want them to do. I want them to fix their eyes on Jesus. That's why when I boast about what the Lord's doing in their life. To my daughter, you look so wonderful. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus is making you look beautiful in your heart? That's where it really counts. And Jesus has given you what you have that you might glorify him. The same thing with your son. The same thing with your children. Always, you do what Paul did with God's children. You boast in the Lord, even as you affirm to them what God is doing in them, and you praise God for it. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.